beautiful. We've got Franco Hickey coming up next. He is a wonderful brother that is living around the Kaipara area. He's got an estate called Ariki Estate where he's doing incredible mahi. He's one of the founders of New Zealand Spirit Festival, that beautiful kaupapa that's been traveling around and bringing in people, no alcohol, no drugs, just happiness and good vibes. We love that. And Franco joins us now. Kia ora, brother.
Oh, kia ora, Kitty. Nice to be talking to you again. How are you?
Oh, very good, thank you. How are you? And it is nice to be talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm good. I'm very dynamic at the moment, really busy with the team on the whenua up here on the Kaipara. We have this beautiful festival in 6 days from now, so there's a big build happening. We're building a village.
It has grown, and I'm watching it growing exponentially, and I haven't got to one yet, and I'm away at a wānanga next week. I would have loved to have come to one, but I need to keep an eye out so that I can get to one eventually. Can you tell me a little bit first about Ariki Estate and then about the festival? So, you know, one of the things that I really admire about you, Franco, is that you walk the talk, and I said in the introduction right at the beginning of the show, You're dooey dooey is what you do, you know, and you're living it. You're living the life. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your life.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think it takes one to know one. You do that as well. So I thank you for your kaupapa out there. Ariki Estate, I mean, and I guess the kaupapa of this comes back from to a time where I was really desperately trying to love life. And it might sound a little weird to some, but I really didn't want to be here on Earth for a while. I was really depressed in my early teens, and then started to scapegoat with heaps of alcohol and drugs and partying, but always loved music. And that kind of was the thing that held me here and gave me some hope. I'm a singer, I'm a guitarist and drummer, and I've loved writing music since a mid-teen, and cover songs and I really had this adverse effect to school and like normal formal education. So I rebelled against that. I got kicked out of every school I ever attended. I think I even got kicked out of like kindergarten. Like it started early. And I was always just my own guy, and I always had a good heart, though. It wasn't like like I was an evil little dude. I just had a different program, and I just felt my heart and did my own thing with lots of love and with lots of care for people and the earth since I can remember. And so after doing the whole drug, sex, rock and roll, rock star thing, at about 27, I had a daughter on the way, and she really displayed basically a fork in the road where I could go left and keep being the irresponsible guy that I was being, or go right and stand up as a man and a father and a community person, someone that can properly look after community and the earth and humanity and all beings in it. And I chose the right path, and so it just feels really good to be conscious, to be present, and to utilize any tools that I can find to help me more easily be that, whether it be drink more water or exercise or be kind to others and be a good listener, whatever it is, yoga, meditation, haka, I'm there. So Ended Spirit Festival is basically a buffet of all of these incredible modalities, healing modalities that help so many. And it's a place where you can go and just discover and fall into whatever is your taste.
Lovely. Yeah, really powerful. And, there's a theme that I'm finding with a lot of our people that we have on the show, and just people out in general that are connected with the whenua, and they often find that space and find that connection in hurt. And I did that myself. You know, that's why I'm doing what I did, because I do because of mamai that I was experiencing. And then it's kind of like this return to who you are. You know, this return to innocence, I guess. You know, this beautiful, kind of reclamation of your real being, your Māori, and the power of that. And I can hear a little cricket in the background, so I'm picking that you're outside somewhere.
Yeah, I'm on the deck looking at the last of the sunset here on the Kaipara Harbour. So beautiful, yeah. Ariki Estate
Lovely.
and Tumanako Hope is the adjacent farm that we have as well.
So what do you do on the farm? You know, what's your life like on these beautiful pieces of whenua?
Well, so what I decided to discover over 7 years of building festivals is that what we've been doing is building little villages that we can co-create and live in for 4 days as a collective, a few thousand people living in harmony, educating together, partying together, looking after each other. And it just made sense to me that we should just do this every day. Every day should be this. So I literally stood up on the stage one year on the main stage and just said, "Hey, I think we should do this every day. Who's keen to buy a farm?" And literally, people put their hands up and was like, "I got some money," and that came through. Like literally 6 months later, I found this farm and we bought it together as a collective. And our kaupapa here is regeneration. It's regenerating the land from a single-use dairy farm into a biodiverse eco-village, food forest, native bush, festival venue, education center, school retreat, the whole thing. So everything can be working for each other in a self-sustaining ecosystem, rather than these kind of monoculture ideas that we've been hanging out with for a couple of hundred years now, which are, devastating the earth and everything on it. And sometimes it's slow and we don't see it, or sometimes it's fast and we see like these big slips all over the country, like we did in the floods and cyclones last year. So we just know we got the data now to crunch the numbers and just do better. And we're just trying to do better.
That's so beautiful. Can you go into that a little bit more? Just, you know, the kōrero there about the ecosystem of all of these different kind of functions that you're fulfilling there, educating tamariki, feeding everybody, you know, working to get some other, you know, food forests, and looking at other ways that you can get a profit from the whenua, that you can sustain yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more, especially for people that will listen to this and be inspired, or think, wow, that's outside of the square thinking, but it's working, and you're living proof of that.
Beautiful. So I think what's so special about these times right now is that we have the technology to be able to live in rural areas that are, ages away from a power line or, water systems. And, we have solar now to be able to have power from the sun. And we have, water tanks to catch the water from the heavens. And we have Starlink that can just, give us internet from, anywhere you are. So it's special because, before this, we had to sort of depend on centralized grid systems. And so businesses and housing and everybody was central around, these core spaces. Now what's exciting is that we have the technology, like I just said, to be able to disperse and spread evenly around the world and utilize the land now like we haven't been able to before. And I think what we're going to see now is people really disengaging from the cities. I mean, you saw through COVID, everyone started working from home. And it's like, oh, wait a sec, it's possible to work from home. We don't need these sky towers, like, stacking on top of each other. So it's just like a beautiful scenario where I think the world's going to breathe again, and we're just going to have a bit more space and live in a village, in a village life again, which we can't detract all of our history. There's a lot of our history that still is potentially the best way to do it today, mixed with some new stuff, some new ideas, and some new technology. So that's kind of what NZ Spirit and my kaupapa is like, listening to the best of the ancient wisdom, the best of the new technology, and just bring them together in a prayer and just use the best of the best. And so yeah, people here are working on the land or working from home, and yeah, we're out here kind of at the forefront of it, tiny houses. And and we've got a dream to build a marae here. We've been asked by Ngāti Whātua down the road to build a marae, and it's just magic what's going on when you just give yourself some breathing space and you do it with other people that are really into growing, in that growth mindset where no one knows anything, no one claims to know it all, which keeps the conversation flowing. So that's really important. Yeah, we're farming some awesome humans.
Love that. And I know that sometimes you have open days as well, so people can come to. I know you have a Facebook page for Ariki Estate and Te Manako Hope. Yep. So for our
You can just.
listeners, Aroha mai, for our listeners, come and take yourselves there and have a look, and get involved. I have about another 4 or 5 minutes with you, my brother. So, in that time, I'd really like to cover two things. One is the Spirit Fest festival, and then the
Cool.
next, I'd like to finish on how people can listen to your music, because I know that you have beautiful
Oh,
music on Spotify.
thank you.
So, I want to cover both of those
Thank you.
things in the time that we have left. So, can we start with the Spirit Festival? It's on next week. How can people come and what can they expect?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, NZ Spirit Festival North Island. We're only an hour from the CBD of Auckland. It's 4 days, 3 nights. You can camp with your family. We have an incredible kai village, all plant-based kai, about 15 food trucks, all workshops. We've got 10 different workshop zones where you can come and learn about self-empowerment or looking after the earth, or parenting and fasting, and all these different kinds of modalities to help us become better human beings. And then we celebrate at night with just amazing music, from reggae music to techno to house music to rap and folk and everything. So it's a real diverse ecosystem, and there's no drugs and no alcohol, and it makes such a difference with people's presence. When you get to meet people, you really get to go deep, and it feels long lasting, and it often is really long lasting, and it just creates a whole different vibe and energy. So anything to do with NZ Spirit festivals, we run 3 a year, one in Auckland called NZ Spirit North, one in Christchurch called NZ Spirit South, and one again in Auckland on New Year's called Resolution. And that can all be found at nzspirit.com, and including the land. You can see what we're doing on the land at nzspirit.com too. So it's kind of one-stop shop for the land and festival.
Beautiful. And now, just to finish off with your music, can you tell us about your
Yeah.
music?
Yeah, my music's been a journey. I love all types of genres and sing all types of things, but it's really gravitated to a reggae and a mantra space at the moment. So I'm really loving my reggae and mantra. I sing different mantra, from Māori mantra to African and Indian mantra. And the reason why I love mantra, because it's so repetitive and people can sing along and not have to figure out the words. They can just call and response in real time, and we can all just sing together, which is kind of my higher kaupapa of unifying people. And you can do that really quickly through music. So if you want to hear my music, you can go to francohecky.co and check out my music there on Spotify and iTunes and all that as well. And I'm on tour in the Americas in April, Mexico, Guatemala, Texas, and yeah, really excited to head over there and play some festivals.
Oh, fantastic. I wish you
Yeah.
so much good things, my beautiful
Thank
brother. So
you.
much good things you're doing. So many wonderful things for the whenua, for people, for connection. And that music is a vibe. That's high frequency stuff. So, yeah, thank
Thank
you so
you.
much for all of the work that you're doing. And it just shines out of you. So, thank you so much for joining me tonight, Branko. Really appreciate it.